I don't know how I thought about it at the time. I didn't really think they were under obligations to give me a gift or anything. I don't think that the person who would use the word would really think that. It just
an expression.
Just an expression.
On January 1st, what do you say?
New Year's gift. Happy New Year's. Well, they use that term too. I remember when they used to use that term. New Year's gift, yes. Happy New Year's is usually the term used.
When you get a package in the mail, if you're going to send a package in the mail, what do you have to do before you can send it?
Wrap it securely.
Uh-huh. Good. That's what I wanted to know. And then when the person receives it, if he's opened it, you know that he has...
How was that?
Well, the person who gets it, if he has wrapping strewn all over, it's obvious that he has done what to it?
Open the package, I think. To examine it, see what was in it.
On the first of the month, you get your bills and you find out how much is.
Yes, you usually get your bill the first of the month.
You can tell how much money is.
Well, you've got enough money to pay.
For your organizations that you belong to, you have to pay a certain amount of money, and this is called
dues.
Uh-huh. And if you don't have money yourself and you go to someone else to get it, you say you'd like to.
Well, if you remain a member of the order, you have to get either borrow it or get it some way, or you won't be a member long.
And sometimes money isn't plentiful. It's
a lot of times it isn't.
Would you say money is scarce? Or would you use scarce some other way?
If you haven't got much money, or other people doesn't have much either, I'd say money was scarce, I think.
Now, we mentioned wintertime and snow. Did you have any special term as a girl, or did the other children, for coasting, lying down on a sled, take a sled and run?
We used to ride old sleds all that way.
Did you run along and then just jump down on it and land on your stomach?
No, I don't know. In Texas, we didn't have so much snow to do things. Occasionally, we'd have big snow. But I never played a big lot in the snow like they do in the north, you know, or even like they could here.
Did Claude have any particular term for this?
I don't know whether he ever did. You, Claude?
I'm not in this, dude.
If you dive into the water and you strike the water flat, stomach first, is there any special term for that?
Well, I'm not a swimmer. I'm not up very well.
You heard of that belly buster.
Yes, I heard that.
What was that?
Belly buster.
Belly?
What is it?
Belly buster. Just say it right out.
Well, I don't know. It's a belly dive, though. You strike the water. I've heard that
from
you, but I don't remember just how they used it.
And if you, when you put your head down on the ground and then kick your feet and turn a flip-flop over.
That's a somersault. Uh-huh. I like to broke my neck one time, turn one backwards down the sand hill on a stick.
And if someone, when he goes into the water, let's say he jumps up and down on a board and then goes in the water, and someone says, "How did you get in the water? Did you just slip off the side of the pool?" And you say, "No, he..."
Springboard.